Hello, welcome. Unfortunately, I have to leave right after this because I have a presentation at this time block in another another session on distracted driving as well. But this presentation is about the victims of fatal distracted driving crashes. And I want to acknowledge my co-author, Fernando Wilson, and we did this as part of a grant through the Robert Wood Johnson Public Health Law Program that was given to Dr. Wilson. So we know that distracted driving has been a growing concern. We had, in a previous paper in 2010, documented this increasing trend and found that quite a lot of it has to do with cell phone use and texting. I mean, distracted driving has been around for a long time, fumbling with the radio and kids and sometimes reading, but this is a new kind of thing that's impacting fatalities and injuries. In 2011, according to NHTSA, distraction affected 10% of fatal crashes and 17% of injury crashes. Our feeling was that little is known about the characteristics of the victims killed in the distraction-affected crashes, and the importance of that hopefully will come toward the end. So our objective was to report the number of pedestrians, bicyclists, and motorist victims who died from distracted driving-related motor vehicle crashes from 2005 to 2010. And describe some of their characteristics, which hopefully may provide some insight in that for interventions. For this, we use this is a national scope. So we use the FARS, which some of you are probably familiar with. It's a census of every crash occurring in U.S. public roadways where there is at least one fatality resulting from the crash within 30 days. So even if someone didn't, it's not just fatality victims, but even if there was a fatality involved, so the other victims that may not have died but were injured won't be included in that database. It's a compilation of police crash reports, vehicle registration, driver's license files, vital death certificates, and coroner, hospital, and emergency medical reports all combined together to give a very detailed picture of the crashes, including the GIS coordinates of the specific crash. This is the big problem with distracted driving, is defining it. The NHTSA defines distracted driving crash if police investigators determined that a driver had been using a technological device or had been engaged in inattentive or careless activities. And these are the things that we've had going for a long time. So here's just a gross kind of distribution of distracted driving-related deaths in this time period, over this entire time period, 2005 to 2010, aggregated. Distracted drivers themselves make up the majority of those deaths. And then the passengers in the vehicle or in other non-distracted drivers that make up 38% of them. Bicycle riders make up a smaller proportion, and pedestrians make up 7.9%. But in total, they make up just around 1 in 10, bicycle riders and pedestrians. So we looked at the trend, and so the top line, the black line, there is just the gross number of fatalities, but more importantly, the blue line below is the rate, which is more important, adjusting. So it starts at 116, the rate, in 2005, and ends at 168, and over time, it's continued, you know, goes to 134, 127, 127, 143, and 168. So I think, it can be very difficult to look at trends and motor vehicle crashes because the data is very noisy. But in this case, it seems like there's an overall trend up in over time. For bicyclist deaths, we're looking at much smaller numbers. But in general, the same basic trend seems to hold. It started at 18.7, the rate went to 21, down to 17.8, again showing kind of the messiness of some of this kind of data, 25.9, 24, and 24.6. So in general, it seems like an overall increase over time. And then we got, the motorist death. These are not the person that was, this excludes the person that was caused the death, or the distracted driver. It includes everybody else that was in a car. And so It's a lot messier, but it starts at six, so I don't know whether it's up or down for sure, because there's a lot of anomalies that we're looking at for 2010 that might explain this. But it started at 623, it went up to 744, 712, 715, and then down to 667, so it was basically an upward trend until this kind of anomaly in 2010. I can go into detail about that later. This is the kind of the pay dirt, I think, for what we were kind of looking at. What are the characteristics? And so I'm just kind of showing a selected list, but we have a much more comprehensive list in the overall paper. A majority are males, particularly among bicycle riders. 83.5% are males, 65.7% for pedestrians. Predominantly, these are happening, of course, in metro areas, but significantly, obviously, so for pedestrians and bicycle riders. And whether they died at the scene, a majority of motorists died at the scene, but pedestrians, less than half died at the scene. They may not have died or died within 30 days for this particular database. And what we were particularly interested in, time of day and where specifically these things were happening. And what we found is a majority happened for pedestrians and bicycle riders. They were struck when they were not in a crosswalk, essentially jaywalking. And 12% for pedestrians and 16.8% were struck when they were on the road shoulder, so not in the road, but on the shoulder. 15% versus 4.3% were in a marked crosswalk. Of course, bicycle riders tend not to be, and they tend to be supposed to be with traffic, so they wouldn't typically be crossing in a marked crosswalk. And in other location is a combination of bike paths and sidewalks and a number of other specific locations. Again, they give you the GIS coordinates in this database, so it allows you to, you could really do some amazing spatial stuff. So we found an increasing trend, I think, in fatality rates for pedestrians and bicycle rider victims. It's not, the pattern for other motorists is, not as clear. But the pedestrian and bicyclists do count for about 1 out of 10 fatalities from distracted driving. In terms of demographics, victims were disproportionately male. We also had age and race, ethnicity, but they are male, middle-aged, non-Hispanic, white. I'm just not showing every single thing we had for space. Distracted drivers were 1.6 times as likely as non-distracted drivers to fatally hit pedestrians at marked crosswalks. So suggesting that just because you're crossing at a marked crosswalk doesn't necessarily make you safe, and especially with distracted driving. And on road shoulders, they were nearly 3 times as likely to hit pedestrians. Again, they're not walking in the street, but on a road shoulder. And I think the other thing we looked at is time of day, and what's unique about distracted driving, or particularly challenging about, is drunk driving tends to be a lot at night, clustered very heavily at night, and distracted driving is a little, not just at night, it's quite a lot during the day as well, and so it's a little bit more difficult to focus at least police resources and enforcement resources when you're trying to patrol 24 hours a day or most of the day. So our public health implications is that obviously ongoing efforts are needed and policies to reduce distracted driving. That's the first and foremost thing. But also there may be some insights into improving the safety of the built environment as well. Among the many things that one could consider, one thing obviously is more mass transit, but you're particularly safe there. But other things would be clear and lighted crosswalk markings, constructing sidewalks, because there's quite a lot of these happened in places where there wasn't a sidewalk available. Creating separate, it's pretty much rare for a bicyclist to get in a separate bicycle lane with barriers, so continuing that seems to make a lot of sense. But there's probably many, many other kind of things that one could consider. We're just kind of scratching the surface here. So, questions?